as a result, we got all the sleep we needed, and mm-hmm. Dad would get us out. We'd mm-hmm. be up at daylight watching mm-hmm. the sun come up.
Oh, you'd be up at sun?
Yeah, yeah. We'd eat breakfast by lamplight most of the times. During the summer, we wouldn't because, but we'd be up at the same hour. We would eat breakfast and be in the field before 6 o'clock, plow 14 hours a day.
Before 6 o'clock?
That's right. Mm. Walk behind the cultivator 14 hours a day.
Mm. Goodness, goodness. Mm. What did she use to heat water in if she just wanted some water?
The tea kettles.
Mm-hmm. How about to cook potatoes in? What would she use?
She had a pot. When she fried them, she fried them in the old skillet.
Mm-hmm. And if she boiled them?
She boiled them. She had one of these old black pots.
Oh, I see.
Took the eye off of your stove, mm-hmm. and the pot was made where it fit right on the eye. Mm-hmm. And then she had a lid over it. Mm-hmm. Put the wood to it. Mm-hmm. You'd get with it. Mm-hmm. Take a little longer than. Mm-hmm. But time wasn't as important as it is now.
As it seems now.
No.
What about the eating utensils that you would eat with? What would you have?
Well, we had in our home, and that's one thing I've got to remember by, that my dad and mother kept good chinaware, mm-hmm. good glassware, and good silverware. Mm-hmm. As good as was available mm-hmm. for our, and probably better than our income would afford. Mm-hmm. But like I said, my dad's folks were sort of aristocratic people. Mm-hmm. My mother's people were hustlers, and so we had better than average.
Mm-hmm. Well, now in the way of silverware, and if they were setting the table, what would they put by each plate?
They would after they got into that. Why, they would put knife, fork, and spoon.
Oh, they did?
But now, when I was a small child, and on up until my mama would read and see how things was going, they had what they called a spoon holder.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a spoon, knife, and fork holder.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter still has one that my mother used. Mm-hmm. It's a very valuable piece of glassware. It's light blue in color.
Uh-huh.
But you just simply put the knives and the forks and the spoons in there, and when you sit down to eat, your plate was there, but you grabbed, if you needed just a fork, that's what you grabbed.
I see.
If you needed a fork and knife, well, you grabbed them, mm-hmm. see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I didn't know about that.
But later on, she got to what they call setting the table, you uh-huh. know, the, so it's similar to what they do now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Nothing fancy.
Do they have a big knife for cutting meat? What was that called?
Butcher knife. Carving knife.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about that yesterday about that reservoir, and you were saying that they would take the water to wash the dishes mm-hmm. from that reservoir. Now, they would put it, what did they use in soap? I mean, how would they get them soapy?
Clean.
Yeah.
Well, they had two dish pans. Mm-hmm. One of them was worse. They just simply had a bar of soap,
mm-hmm.
and they put the dishes in there, and they just took their hands and kind of like and rubbed enough soap off to accumulate the suds.
Mm-hmm.
And
the other pan, then what did they
the
do?
Other
with the
pan,
other
pan, they when they got them washed. Well, my mama, she was a stickler for cleanliness.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only one I've got to go by. She mm-hmm. would wrench them in
I
this
see.
Other pan.
And
she would stack them up mm-hmm. after she rinsed them. She'd stack them up, and then she would dry them and put them in her mm-hmm. safe or her cupboard, wherever uh-huh. she kept them. Mm-hmm. That was before you had racks to dry them in,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she would wash them and rinse them.